Nothing that I can think of other than a heavy rain.
Do you use things like gully washer and downpour and cloudburst?
Not very often.
Okay. Anything colorful like a toad strangler or not light, lighter knot floater? Or,
I don't believe I've heard,
haven't heard those. what if it had thunder and lightning?
Stormy weather.
Okay. What kind of a storm?
Thunderstorm.
Mm-hmm. And if the wind were very high during the night, you'd say all night long the wind?
Wind blew hard.
And the wind will?
Stop when day
breaks. We're using the same word.
The wind will blow harder.
And the wind has?
Blown hardest.
Okay. Now, I'm not much on directions, so let's see. If a wind was coming from that way, you'd say the wind is?
From the...
I don't know which way I'm pointing.
I don't know either, because I don't know my directions around here particularly. I never have been very good at it. At home, I could look out the back kitchen one and say from the south or from the east.
Actually, south was the one I was trying to point at. So mm-hmm. Suppose it were halfway between the south and east, it would be what kind of wind?
Southeast.
And halfway between south and west?
Southwest.
And north and east?
And northeast and northwest.
Okay. And suppose it was, well, it's really too hard for it today, but if it were just a very slow rain, not very hard, what would you call that? Just a few drops.
A soaking rain.
Mm-hmm. Suppose it were very, very light.
A drizzle.
Okay. Anything else?
Not other than a light rain.
And
oh, a mist. You mm-hmm. might call it a mist mm-hmm. rain.
And what about that white stuff that you can't see through?
Clouds.
Well, down on the ground.
Fog.
And on that kind of a day, you'd say it's a...
foggy morning.
Yes. And if you went a long time without rain, you'd say we're having a...
very dry spell.
Mm-hmm. Any other word for that?
We must be in a drought.
Is a drought longer than a dry spell?
Yes, I believe so.
Okay. And if the wind had been gentle but then is getting stronger, you'd say the wind is doing what?
Blowing much harder.
Okay. Suppose it's the opposite. It has been strong, but now it's beginning to...
calm down.
All right. And if it's a morning when it's not really cold but you might need a sweater, you'd say it's a little bit...
cool.
Anything else?
It's a little uncomfortable without a wrap.
Mm-hmm. But would you use anything like brisk or snappy or chilly or airish?
Maybe chilly.
Okay. And if it was cold enough to kill the tomatoes and flowers, last night you had a...
a killing frost.
Okay. Are there different degrees of frost?
As far as I know, not. Now, I may be wrong on that, but I do know, excuse me, that frost is heavier in low places than it is in high places. It collects.
Hmm, I didn't know that. Why is that? Did you ever hear anything called a Jack Frost?
Nothing except in nursery rhymes.
The little man that goes around and paints the leaves. Now, some people use that to mean, I think, a heavy frost. I'm not sure. You might say it was so cold last night that the lake did what?
Froze over.
Okay, and if it gets any colder, then the lake will?
Stay frozen.
And it will?
Freeze hard.
Okay, I guess that. Now, we left off the other day talking about nuts and other things of that nature, fruit and nuts and so forth, and we're still in the food section. What do you call the kind of fruit that's about as big as an apple and people drink the juice of it at breakfast?
Orange.
Okay, and if you had had a bag full of them and you went to look and there were no more, you would say the...
oranges are all gone.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And what do you call that little red vegetable that's white inside and you use it in salads?
Radish.